what is our current situation this morning as far as the number of outages you guys are dealing with?
John, we have about there's about 5,000 or so customers out in Butler County, and maybe 700 or so in Armstrong. Those were the two hardest hit areas, and they're the ones that we're still having some work in.
Todd, you were the first to give us a heads up that this was a massive situation and would extend into the weekend. What kind of issues did those teams out there encounter?
Well, what they were seeing was there were many instances where even into Saturday, we would restore customers and we would get new customers that were going out of power because the heavily laden trees kept falling. It was a very active situation. Everything was in those couple of areas in Butler County and Armstrong, very frozen up there. It looked a lot different than it did in the Pittsburgh area or the Greensburg area. They had more ice there. So it was ice, maybe a quarter inch of ice followed by, and then heavy snow on top of the ice, weighting down trees with leaves still in them. So the trees down everywhere. That's the main issue and some difficulty getting around, but that's the big thing. Just more damage there than elsewhere.
You know, Todd, I'm sure anyone who is without power and has been since Thursday is sitting there going, "What is taking so long?" How do you answer that?
Well, what I tell them, and it's a valid question, but what I tell them is what they see on their street. They get frustrated sometimes. They may see a tree down, and they may see us come and see that the tree down, and then leave. What they don't understand is these lines are miles long, 20, 30 miles long, more in many instances. And it's not just the tree down near their house in their neighborhood that's causing the problem. It's multiple trees down, tearing down poles, tearing hardware off of poles. To put a pole back up and to have the hardware put back on and the transformers, it is a massive, massive job. In the beginning of the whole storm, you're out there assessing the damage, seeing where the damage is. You're out there responding to hazards, hundreds and hundreds of cases of line on the ground. You can't have live wire on the ground where people are going to get into that wire. So we have linemen going out there assessing the situation, maybe cutting the line there if it's energized. So there's many things that go into storm restoration of this size. Opening up a staging site at the Worthington Fire Department, where we've been able to bring in, you know, hundreds of linemen from out of state and other areas. You know, by Saturday, we had brought in just massive amounts of additional workers where they get hot meals there. We have poles there, transformers. It's like a war campaign.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for an update, and thank you. And we'll look forward to hopefully everybody being back online at some point by the end of today.
I would hope that there's more back on. I'm not going to commit to, you know, exactly how long it's going to take because I don't know yet what the scope of the remaining work is.
Todd Myers with West Penn Power, First Energy, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.